Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lolly Tadorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different subheaders. Oh my goodness, try saying that 8 times fast. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled Grow Up Already, with the subtitle Laughing at Adversity. And the reason I went there is because there's this particular song that just keeps resonating in my innermost being by B.B. Winans. And he paired it with Korean Soul, like the super cute guys from Korea who are Christians. And they did a song entitled from a verse in Proverbs that says, laughter does good like a medicine. But the second part of that same verse says, but I think bitterness or sadness or something like that dries the bones. Well, they zero in on the a part of that verse. And it's like, wow, that song is so refreshing. At first, when I heard he turned that into a song, I thought it was going to be corny. It is not corny whatsoever. It is so eloquently done, where the lyrics and the music and the way that it is sung, it's not sung in an extravagant fashion to the extent where you're not even zeroing in on what they're saying, and the music isn't so overwhelming where it drowns out the lyrics. It's like you can clearly make out everything that they're saying and follow along, and it just ministers to you. I said that to say that you have to laugh at adversity. There's so much going on. You can find anything to be angry about. You can find a reason to be angry about what happened to the Indians or what happened to whoever. You know, it's like you can always find a reason to be angry or mad about something, some type of injustice. You can even find yourself getting angry and mad over something you have no control over. Why in the world would you get angry and upset over something that happened centuries ago? It's something that happened. It's a wrong that took place. You'd be surprised how many people may actually make it to heaven who may have repented for what they did, but yet you're still mad at something for what they did when you weren't even born yet. Anyway, that's another subject for another day. The reason why today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled Grow Up Already, Laughing at Adversity is because we all know who are grown, all of us who are grown, know that just because someone is grown does not mean that they're grown, i.e. mature. You have some individuals, for some odd reason, it's like this groupie mentality. What's up with that? We are not trying to swear into a sorority or fraternity. It's like we are adults, so if I'm not completely feeling you, why are you trying to get a posse, you know, against me, for example, I'm using me as an example, and you're like 68 years old and trying to get your old crew with you mad at me because I don't want to roll with you like that. I'm just using that as an example. Don't that sound dumb? Can you imagine rolling up in a nursing home or a senior living apartment complex and you get one group of seniors in their 80s and gets another group mad because one of them don't want to be their friend anymore, for example, and then they trying to get their own little senior riot going. Sound dumb, doesn't it? It looks just as dumb when the person is in their 30s and 40s. You kind of give those in their 20s a little leeway because you know they're fresh out of high school, fresh out of college. They're still trying to learn themselves, figure things out in life. That should not be the case when you're 80 and 70 and 60 and 50. That shouldn't be the case. You should be beyond that. You should be beyond trying to get a posse together against someone else because you angry, you mad, you not feeling them anymore. It's one thing if you're trying to warn your crew that that person is toxic or they're two-faced or whatever. It's another thing when you know you're the toxic one in the group, and quiet as a kept, your little evil friends know that you're toxic too. But I'm not even gonna go there either. What I am saying is, if you know you're toxic and you're trying to turn other people against someone who don't want to be in your company anymore because they know that you have some issues, and I know we all got some issues, but I'm talking about issues of the umpteenth degree where you can't even put a number on the issues because you just keep trying to sabotage everybody. You need some help. You need to grow up. You don't want to reap that seed. And then you wonder why things keep turning over and terrible, awful, God awful things keep happening, and it's because you keep reaping that seed. You ain't even sowing enough good seed to sabotage the bad ones. The bad seeds are overtaking the good ones. That's not a good life. That is not the life and that more abundantly God has promised, especially for a Bible believing Christian. Grew up already. Okay, so you may not be feeling a person. Go and drink some water. Hold it in your mouth for 24 hours and swallow it only when you necessarily have to. Then put some more in your mouth and just hold it in there if that's what you gotta do in order to learn how to keep your mouth off people who may not want to be in your company anymore. I know it may hurt. But at the same time, you better make sure that you ain't running them off because you feeling some kind of way. Grow up already. When you're grown, you know, okay, if a person want bygones to be bygones, so be it, and leave it alone and go about your happy life. Homework assignment. Evaluate why people may be exiting your life. Yes, there may be some people exiting your life because you got woke. I think that's so funny. I'm going to use that example. That you got woke and you found yourself and you realized, I need to zero in on my master's or my doctorate, or I need to dig into this business, this God idea. I need to go ahead and focus on my spouse and my children or my aging parents. And you really don't have free time like that, and your friends may get upset. That's one thing. It's another thing if you're going around being a busybody, telling everybody's business. Then on top of that, telling everyone's business by mixing it up, adding stuff to it, and throwing your 2 cents in and making it sound worse than it is. I can't blame anybody for not wanting to be in your life and wanting to exit your life. I don't blame them. I'm not even going to turn around and say they hating on you. They are preserving their sanity at that point. You can't be going around loud mouthing and all this other stuff, other people, and then think they still want to be in your company. You have less than 1% who is going to be on your bandwagon no matter what, because they know that someone dropped you on your head at 2 and they keep giving you excuses because they know that happened to you. The other 99.98% of the population ain't going to roll with you like that. You better appreciate that 1.2% who's your ride or die and will be sitting in your corner if you did a heinous crime and you was getting the death penalty. They would still send you a care package, visit you, write you, and be there by your bedside until you take your final breath. You better appreciate those folks, because everybody else, they ain't gonna be having it. So homework assignment, you need to evaluate if there is a mass exodus of individuals from your company. You need to go ahead and draw the line in the sand and find out why. On another note, sometimes the mass exodus of people leaving a good person to come into your company does not necessarily mean that it's because you're about that life and that you're doing things right. Sometimes it's because it's just a bunch of mess and madness, and that is where they feel at home. So for those of you who have found yourself in the company of someone that you've decided to remove yourself from their company for whatever reason, especially if it's for toxic reasons, that person is being like repeatedly toxic. And I'm not talking about they had a toxic moment. I'm like, toxic is like their nickname, where it just follows them around year and decade after decade. Then I know it may hurt, but you gotta laugh at the adversity. One final quote. There's this one saying, this social media meme says something like, "You would hurt my feelings if I had feelings for you. Nice try." But I think it was in reverse, like, "Oh, you think I care about your opinion? It would hurt if I cared, but I don't. Nice try." That doesn't sound mean or rude. It's just the truth. You can't really put have a vested interest in some people's opinions, especially when you kind of know how they roll. You kind of learn how to not take what they say at face value. So when they do have those moments, it doesn't even faze you because your heart isn't even there. You're not even vested in them like that. So that's pretty much it from me. I hope this Keep It Simple series episode for the week has helped. And if you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on ggupllc.wordpress.com or God Giving University Publishing LLC on Instagram and Facebook. Last but not least, I have my own author page, which is laletawilliams.com. It is laletawilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things. For real.